Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we preview the state champion girls and the runner-ups from a season ago, cross-country team here with Doug Cutler. Coach, the last few years have just been obviously tremendous from a varsity success standpoint of the program. The girls are pushing for a three-peat this year. The boys are trying to get back on top, and you've got some great athletes that try to accomplish that. You also have great depth in the program, you're just telling me. Over 70 runners that are out again. So your JV, your freshman program, all that stuff will be strong too. First of all, your thoughts about what you've seen so far in practice and the buzz around the team, knowing you've had that varsity success, but also have so many kids out for the program.
Yeah, great group this year. Really happy with their enthusiasm, their effort level, how coachable they've been so far this week. They've really listened well to the design of the workouts, not just being able to complete them, but to complete them in the manner in which we can then do the next workout well. Really, really happy. Great senior leadership this year. Couldn't be happier with our 5 senior girls and our 8 senior boys who are kind of leading the way. We've got a few junior girls that are kind of stepping up to even out those numbers to 8 and 8 and kind of taking a role a year early a little bit. But I mean, when you have all that, when you've got kids that'll work hard, you've got the leadership, you have the tradition, a lot of great things are going to happen for a lot of kids. So really happy with the 70-plus. Again, we would take more. If there's anyone out there listening who still would like to join and come talk to me, feel free. But real happy with the group we have. I know we've got great things ahead of us.
The girls program obviously is at a real high right now. You have tremendous athletes. You graduated some really good seniors from last year's team. We can't get lost on that. And this year, you might even be better with the athletes you have coming up from the freshman level and the improvement of the returners. How exciting has it been to work with these elite girls, knowing now exactly what you're pursuing and the effort they're putting in to try and make that three-peat happen?
Yeah, it's a real special time. I mean, we've got an excellent mix of girls who have some natural talent, they work hard, but they work correctly. They understand the importance of nutrition and rest. It's the whole package of putting it all together and doing the little details right at that elite level when you're there. We have the biggest freshman class of girls that we've had in all my years here, probably maybe since my first, the first start. We had a bunch of 8th graders join my second year. So real excited with the number of freshmen we've got. Never like to put pressure on a freshman to have an immediate impact, but there's some talent there too that people are going to see some names pretty quickly, I think. But from top to bottom, I mean, just, that's probably the best thing about our senior leadership is there's some senior leadership this year on the varsity. There's some senior leadership at the front of the JV. There's a senior leadership maybe toward the back of the JV even. And so with that eclectic group, it really provides leadership to everyone on the team. And so really happy with where the girls are and where we can go. But it's a special time. Again, definitely looking at that possibility of being obviously very competitive at the state level. And can we even make a little bit of regional noise of, took in the 7-state area as we think about maybe going to Nike Cross Regionals. We could be a very competitive team there this year.
In terms of names, it starts with Marissa Fairby, the defending champion, not only in cross country, but in the track distance races as well. Reagan Snyder, who's a 3-time all-state or at least state qualifier, and then some other great returners as well.
Yeah, obviously, Lizzie Newman's been on both of the state championship teams we've had the last 2 years. At the freshman level, we got Ruth Dunham and Elsie Brenneman. You mentioned the others as far as returning from that state group. Always going to miss your seniors, missing Autumn and Macy and Tess and JC and Abby. And again, I'm going to forget somebody and they're going to be mad at me. But just love those girls for 4 years with us. But they've passed on so many good things to this group now. And you see the freshmen right now already buying into what these returners who have experienced some success and they know what it takes to stay on top. I don't see any complacency. I don't see any lack of that desire to keep getting better. They still want to improve. They still want to see what their absolute best can be. And of course, from my perspective, I'm trying to improve them each and every year of high school. Their ultimate best, if they choose, is after that. So we feel really good about the progression that we're on with all of them. And you're certainly going to see it on the course soon.
Well, and it'd be remiss without mentioning, I don't think she's beyond pressure at this point. Marissa could have a really, really special year. She might be, on paper, the best distance runner right now, female in Iowa.
Absolutely. And Marissa's special. And again, in all those aspects I've already mentioned, it's not just about how fast she can run, but she provides, excellent leadership, excellent character. She is one of our, I don't know if this would be a good thing to put on the air or not, but I'll just say it anyway. She can be one of our more blunt people. When she sees something that she wants to change or she'd like to do, she brings it to me pretty quick. And I have to sometimes even take a step back that She's just expressing very clearly and directly what she thinks will help her get better, and I need that moment to consider and think about how that fits within the scope of the entire team and how she's leading the rest of them. You know, because they all have leadership roles, but you know, she plays an important part of that. But yeah, on paper, she is ahead of where some very, very great Iowa Distance girls were going into their junior year. So couldn't she continue to improve and set marks that, quite frankly, should astound and amaze people?
You know, I'm a little biased. The answer is probably yes if she's healthy, that's for sure. We hear Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella cross country team, as we preview the upcoming season. Let's flip over to the boys. They had a tremendous year last year, just ran into a more tremendous team, and that tremendous team has everybody back in Gilbert, but your boys probably very hungry knowing that you lost some key seniors again from that roster, but, you know, it's that iron sharpening iron. Those guys are ready and hungry to chase the Tigers and the rest of the 3A field.
Yeah, losing Nathan Vanderwall, Stephen Gall, and Jake Houston was a big part of our squad last year, but the returning group is hungry. They know the target. Yeah, last year I feel like we kind of had the target on our back, and we weren't sure exactly what those Gilbert freshmen were going to be capable of, and they certainly proved themselves that they were ready for the fire, and they were iron strong. So, you know, it'll be tough. Last year's team was the best, fastest team overall that we've ever had, but that Gilbert team was, you know, quite legendary, quite frankly. So we were very pleased with how we competed against them. I think we'll be ready to compete with them again. They're going to be very tough to beat, but I think this squad is at least, they have the correct focus, that they're worried about themselves. They're worried about their improvement and becoming their best version. We can't control what another team is able to run, and there could be another team. I mean, I see an up-and-coming Decorah team really quick that's getting better and better. You know, we hear different things of students transferring from one school to another. So you never know exactly what the makeup of every team out there is. But I feel confident that we're going to be ready to compete well with anyone. It's going to be a great season.
And again, on the boys' side, it's just incredible the talent you have. It doesn't hurt that you have the best returning 3A boys distance runner, defending champion Kanan Denham. He'll have some competition this year, it sounds like, as we learned in the track and field season from Western Dubuque. But on top of that, another all-state returner and guys who have a lot of experience. So, yes, you're going to miss Nathan, no doubt. He's absolutely had a rock-solid superstar career. But it's not like the cupboard's empty either, Coach, and a lot of guys developing this summer.
No, Kanan is, you know, wonderfully humble, but yet so driven. So many people can watch him run and think it looks effortless. They can think it looks like he's holding things back, but he has a calmness about his face and a relaxedness in his running that really aids him in why he's so successful. And I have no doubt he is internally driven. I mean, no matter what you might see on the outside, he is trying to get better and wants to do well. But yeah, Quinton Naumann of Western Dubuque is going to be fantastic. Caleb Tempass coming up to 3A with Des Moines Christian. He had a, from what I hear, he had a solid summer, and he's going to be ready to compete well. So there's some really good individuals. You know, if I start again mentioning a few, I'm going to leave somebody out that's going to put it on their bulletin board. So I should try not to do that. So yeah, after Kanan, obviously again, Aaron Hellbush and Devin and Caden Brown are our seniors who are going to have a huge impact of leading this team and installing what it's going to take to keep getting better. And then juniors Mason Galke and Noah Schutnick especially have been part of our varsity team the last 2 years and really kind of pushing well. So yeah, that's kind of the beginning of our depth, but then there's plenty of bodies afterward, and there's always a surprise. We're always looking for that surprise. I've got a couple names in my own head just looking at practice today of, golly, they look good. How fast are they going to be able to go? But I'll let them reveal themselves as race time comes.
Here with Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. So for the girls' side, obviously, I think from external and all the things, you're the defending two-time champions with all this returning talent. You would be the quote-unquote 3A favorites. I think it's pretty safe to say. But there's been some pretty decent competition. And last year didn't have your best race up at Fort Dodge, and some teams got a little bit closer. And there's some pretty young teams out there in the state. So the 3A championship, obviously feel really good about your chances, but it's not a given.
Oh, absolutely not. There's some absolutely fantastic programs, especially I know there's an influx from the middle school state meet, a lot of eighth graders. So, I mean, Gilbert's going to be fantastic. Solon, ADM, Decorah, it's getting better and better. Again, I always have a healthy respect for the northeast part of the state. I'm sure I'm going to forget some schools, but Mount Vernon, Lisbon, certainly can't count them out. They've done very, very well the last couple of years. So 3A has never been stronger the last few years. So we've been quite, I don't know what the word is, fortunate, blessed. cognitive of how well we've had to run to compete with these Ballards and other schools because they've got so much talent. So that's where I feel really good about the fact that I don't see complacency in just remaining who we are. They are still driven and wanting to be better. Not because we have to beat, we have to win, but just that internal drive of I can be better. I see the path. They have the self-efficacy to say, here's where I am, but here's where I can go. So I think that's there's going to be fruit to bear from that.
On the boys' side, we already mentioned him. Gilbert's probably the preseason favorite. Des Moines Christian jumps up to 3A, so they're instantly a contender. And several other schools that probably didn't get as much buzz as the top two did last year, and there's no doubt that the top two could be in the trophy mix between you and Gilbert, but a lot of schools that we're not talking about that tend to always have either reloading years or those who are very motivated because they haven't been at the top of 3A for a couple years.
Yeah, Mount Vernon Lisbon was sneaky good last year, and they did not get talked about enough, in my opinion. MOC being way up in the northwest part of the state, that northwest sometimes gets a little forgotten. Spencer's going to be a much improved team this year up there as well. But Carlisle's always good. Lewis Central went back to 4A. That was kind of nice because I know they have a stud freshman coming in, and he'll be really challenged at the 4A level, but he's going to do fantastic. ADM, very solid team. Winterset's still going to be there. What team's now going to get to put something up that, Coach Cutler didn't mention us. Another team that's going to be much improved and I think is going to start making noise is Knoxville. Knoxville is going to have, Alex is running really, really well. He even joined us for a few weeks or for a few workouts this summer. It was great to see him and him kind of drive, and he's going to lead that Knoxville team to some good stuff. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the season. It's going to be a lot. Cross country in the state of Iowa has blossomed so much in my 20 years here. The teams that we had and were very competitive in the early 2000s, it has just gotten better and better and better. It amazes me what kids are capable of now.
Well, my last question is, I know that's the one emphasis. You and I are going to talk a ton about the varsity kids. We have a high expectation that we will be in Fort Dodge this year, contending for a state championship unless something crazy happens in both boys and girls. But this program, as you said, 74, 75 kids strong. There are a lot of kids that aren't ever going to see that front of the race pack. They're going to have to leave the JV or whatever it might be. How exciting is it to you still, though, that you have this championship culture that not only obviously emphasizes the strength at the top, but also really tries to build up those quote-unquote at the bottom that are really just out here to run and be with their friends and be a part of that experience?
Well, I hope each and every kid on the team knows my heart. I try to express that every day, that again, all, high tides raise all ships. And there are those who can sometimes be a little frustrated because they'll see what they're doing on our JV squad, and then they might look at a surrounding team and see what makes varsity on them, be like, oh, I could have been varsity over there. But I truly believe there's something within our program that brings out the best in every single one of them. So I try to remind them, if you weren't part of this, maybe it wouldn't be quite the same thing somewhere else. I can't say that definitively, but I truly believe in our program. I truly believe that every single kid understands that they're part of it, that they contribute to the quote-unquote last seven who get to compete in Fort Dodge, because there's so much going on, and there's no one on the team that isn't worth being excited for. I told them our theme this year is run for one, run for all, and the first thing I told them was I would coach this team and plan these workouts and speak the same message if I had one kid that was running. Run for one. If there was one kid, I don't care which of them it is, I would still pour everything I possibly have into it. But because we have so many of those ones, we can run for all of us. And we are all matter. We all count. If we all improve, it's going to make the next person better. It's going to make the team better. I think we have a lot of buy-in to that right now, and that synergy is tremendous.
I was remiss. I didn't even mention the schedule this year. A lot of those teams you mentioned, you're going to see throughout the year, those elite 3A teams.
Yep.
Some shift in some of the meets, but about the same numbers last couple of years.
Yeah, we're going to start off with Cedar Rapids Prairie on August 25th, I believe it is. It's Saturday, whatever that Saturday is there. And then we'll have our home meet September 7th. And then actually then comes the little change. Instead of going to Ballard this year, we're going to go to Gilbert's meet at Iowa State and kind of see what we can do there, because we know how competitive Gilbert's going to be and some other schools that are going to be there. Not going to Grinnell, not going to Ballard, which have been historically meets that we've always attended. So a little bit of change there, but we're going to see a lot of good teams early with that Cedar Rapids Prairie, our meet, and the Ballard or the Gilbert Invitational.
Heartland Classic also in there and a few others.
So. Yeah, that's after that, and so I'm not looking that far ahead yet.
I figured as much. It's head coach Doug Cutler of the Pella Cross Country team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, always appreciate your time. Looking forward to another special season.
Thank you very much.